Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening.
Down. He's out cold. There's blood pouring from his stomach, and the students are angry. The students are not going to sit around. The students are starting to riot again. The police are firing more and more tear gas grenades.
Student riots in Paris in 1968. In Vietnam, the Cong was still making headway with incursions into the South Vietnamese strongholds.
This is the main South Vietnamese language radio station of Saigon, and right now some of the Viet Cong are inside occupying the station. We understand they're not broadcasting on the air, but they do have control of the station. South Vietnamese troops outside, waiting for some tear gas to arrive, which they're going to use. There's a Viet Cong machine gun in there, about 100 yards away. They're trying to get it with gunships. And in case the men should try to flee into the street.
On the lighter side of 1968, the unsuccessful battle of the midi dress length to take over from the mini, Jacqueline Kennedy's marriage to Aristotle Onassis, Queen Elizabeth's investiture of the Garter on her eldest son Charles, and Pierre Trudeau's election as Canadian Prime Minister. And, of course, in 1968, there was the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool.
In Nigeria, trouble as the Biafran community tried to stage a breakaway. General Gowon was bitter about the world's obvious sympathy for the Biafrans.
It is a great disservice that some respectable people in Europe and elsewhere seem to see wisdom in these obstinate and unrealistic demands and to encourage the rebels. What is the use of a temporary ceasefire in the circumstances of a small section of the country containing one ethnic group of 7 million wishing to break away after a bitter war? Are these not the seeds of future bloody wars if the claims are conceded?
Books of 1968, Gore Vidal's Myra Breckinridge, Couples by John Updike, Leo Rosten's The Joys of Yiddish, and the top-selling Airport by Arthur Haley. Top tune of 1968 came from Paul Moria, Love is Blue. Further heart transplants, notably that on Dr. Philip Bleiberg by Professor Barnard, marked scientific achievements of 1968. The Aswan Dam in Egypt was completed, and after long preparation, Apollo 8 with astronauts Lovell, Anders, and Borman finally made the orbit around the moon.
Apollo 8 coming to you live from the moon. Bill Anders, Jim Lovell, and myself have spent the day before Christmas up here doing experiments, taking pictures, and firing our spacecraft engines to maneuver around. The moon is a different thing to each one of us. I know my own impression is that it's a vast, lonely, forbidding expanse of nothing. And it certainly would not appear to be a very inviting place to live or work. And one of the amazing features of the surface is the roundness of most of the craters. Only the very newest features have any sharp definition to them. The vast loneliness up here on the moon is awe-inspiring. It makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth.
Among the plays of 1968, Frederick Rolfe's Hadrian VII, Indians by Arthur Copit, Joe Egg by Peter Nichols, and Loot by Joe Orton, also Neil Simon's Plaza Suite. Musically, 1968 was the year of soul, as expounded by artists like Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
The Davis Cup for tennis went to America for the first time in 5 years, while the 1968 American Open Golf Championship was won by Lee Trevino. At the Mexico Olympics, from which the Republic was barred, sensation was caused by a superhuman long jump by Bob Beamon of 29 feet 2.5 inches. In Rhodesia, a split in the Smith government with a breakaway of several right-wingers. Britain's Harold Wilson saw the event as an opportunity for more talks with Ian Smith aboard the British warship Fearless.
We were always ready to have talks if we felt there was a possibility of getting an agreement that was in accordance with the six principles that we have laid down consistently throughout the Rhodesian problem. And we were also, of course, worried for a long time as to whether Mr. Smith could deliver. He couldn't deliver after Tiger. Well, he's shown some guts in getting rid of some of his racialist extremists, and I felt that while there's no assurance we can get an agreement, that it would be right at any rate to have a go.
At the movies of 1968, John Wayne in The Green Berets, Julie Andrews in Star, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau as The Odd Couple, and Mia Farrow in Rosemary's Baby. But it was a year for directors, with Stanley Kubrick's version of Arthur Clarke's 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Zeffirelli's treatment of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. In Czechoslovakia, leader Dubček incurred Soviet displeasure by moving towards a more democratic system. Encouraged by his people, the Czech leader attempted to break away from the rigid Russian system. Moscow acted swiftly with men and machinery to put down the uprising, in spite of worldwide disapproval. Radio Moscow justified Soviet action.
The defense of socialism in Czechoslovakia is more than the concern of the Czechoslovak people. It means the defense of the entire community of socialist nations. It is for this reason that we are helping the people of Czechoslovakia to safeguard socialism. It was because of the treachery of revisionist elements in the leadership that socialism in Czechoslovakia was put in jeopardy.
In the United States, Richard Nixon, on a campaign of promises to end the Vietnam War, won the presidency by the narrowest of margins. It was a tragic year for the United States with the assassinations of black leader Martin Luther King and the Democrat presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy. The remaining Kennedy son, Teddy, spoke at his brother's funeral.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation, to those he touched and who sought to touch him, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.